You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned that now is not the time for Britons to be, quote, taking their foot off the throat of the beast. Three-level regional COVID-19 measures have been announced, which will take effect on December the 2nd after the national lockdown ends. Mr. Johnson says the measures are necessary if the United Kingdom is to navigate a hard winter.
What we want to avoid is relaxing now too much, and you're taking our foot off the throat of the beast now, when we've got it, you know, pretty much where in a much, much better place than it was before the autumn measures came in. We now have reason to hope that by spring, community testing and vaccines will combine to end this era of restrictions. But to get there, we must first navigate a hard winter when the burden on our NHS is heaviest and the cold weather favours the virus.
Only the Isle of Wight, Cornwall and Isle of Scilly are in the lowest tier, where pubs and restaurants can open almost as normal and members of different households can meet up indoors. London is in the middle level, where most shops, restaurants and leisure businesses can open with restrictions. A huge chunk of central and northern England, including the cities of Birmingham and Manchester, will be placed in the top tier, where pubs and restaurants can only serve takeout and delivery, and leisure venues such as cinemas and bowling alleys must stay closed. But most people in England aren't happy with the continuation of tight restrictions on socialising and business, including this hotel owner in Coventry, Ian Harabin.
To actually close us and not allow us to open, I think has a real danger of encouraging people to break the rules, which is exactly what we don't want to happen. I think people are at the point now of screaming out there in the community, the people I talk to. They need some little release where they can come to a COVID-safe environment like we have here, where they can have that bit of release and then go back into lockdown. And to be able to go into a sweaty gym, to have gyms open and yet not be allowed to have an outside bar and restaurant open, it seems to me to be absolutely ridiculous.
Meanwhile, in Serbia, the situation in hospitals is very difficult. Serbia's president has warned that the country was nearing a catastrophic scenario as officials reported a major surge in coronavirus cases. President Aleksandar Vučić says hospitals are running out of beds for patients.
The situation in the hospitals is very difficult. When you're testing every day 10,000 people and you have to put 1,000 people into hospitals and you have no beds left free, it's clear then what kind of situation you are in. It doesn't matter that we are building new hospitals and clinics and we have been building more than we ever did. If we are not disciplined and responsible, we are nearing a catastrophic scenario.
Epidemiologists warned that the government was late in adopting a series of restrictive measures to curb the virus. It's also not getting any easier in Brazil as the country is faced with more hospitalizations. Brazil is showing increasing signs that a second wave of the coronavirus is sweeping the country, with the biggest cities and areas around the Amazon being the worst affected. In the city of Santo André, the Del Antonio Field Hospital has seen an increase in the number of patients of up to 69% in recent weeks. Dr. Jimmy Teixeira has been working in there since it started in April.
There was a decrease, a big fall. Today, we see again a rise in hospitalizations because people in general are relaxing and not complying with care and mask usage.
In Pakistan, schools and other educational institutions nationwide are closing until at least January the 10th next year to protect students from another COVID-19 surge. That's after a sharp increase in the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths, with hospitalizations doubling in the last 2 weeks. Some teachers, like Nora Lane from the Explorers school system, are bringing up their concerns amid coronavirus-related lockdowns.
The major issue for the online classes was the distraction of the students during the online class because, you know, they were sitting in the homely environment, and the home environment is totally different from the class environment. So this was the issue that we were facing in the online classes.
And in Croatia, the government is closing down bars and restaurants and further limiting any gatherings in a bid to curb a surge in new coronavirus infections. Prime Minister Andrej Plenković has announced the new set of measures that will take effect this weekend and last until December the 21st, when the authorities will then review them. Mr. Plenković says the government has tried to maintain normal functioning during the second wave of the pandemic, but that a rise in new cases has forced stricter measures. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.